Chuck Berman. Thank you very much for having me this afternoon, Ted.
It has been way too long.
It has been a little while, but I'm sure we'll be accustomed to each other over the next month as we approach the election. When days get shorter and the nights get cooler, it's time for an election.
And stress gets stressier.
A little bit, but well, good planning helps reduce that stress.
That is very true. Leading with the fact that you just had all the ballot machines certified, and
yes.
You got a what on that?
Well, we passed with flying colors, so we have a number of ballot tabulation equipment, as you teased earlier into it. We've tested our machines. They've tested up to 5 million cycles without an error. So they are one of the most robust tabulation machines you'll see. We tested over 6,000 ballots in each of our 8 tabulation machines, testing every possible combination, permutation of votes, candidates, issues, and stuff like that, exercised them to its fullness. And it passed with flying colors, did not have an error at all in those tests either. So people, our citizens, should be confident that going in that our machines will calculate the correct results for election night.
And I am looking at a copy of the ballot in my hand. It looks like a busy one.
It is, but it's not as busy as we've seen. This is a coordinated election. We don't have a whole host of candidates. We do have school board candidates, but you know, typically we see from the top of the ticket national people who are running: U.S. Senate, congressmen, president, and governors, and stuff like that. We don't have that in this election. We'll see that next year. So the ballot is smaller, but there is a number of very important things for citizens to decide on.
Absolutely. CC, DD, a couple of the big ones, I think. A lot
of
discussion around CC.
The state propositions, you know, the CC that would make permanent the retention of Tabor excesses. So rather than asking, it would automatically retain that for higher ed, K through 12, and for transportation. And DD is the sports gambling that would allow that for the first time in the state of Colorado. But while those are important issues and big decisions, I feel often it's the local issues. It's the school districts. It's the municipalities. It's the fire districts that touch you and I's life every day that probably have more relevance than maybe some of the other ours.
Well, that's very true. Those are the things that affect us in our own backyard.
Yes, it is.
So the blue books have come out?
Blue books came out, and in the mail, some people will start seeing probably today or the next couple of days the Tabor notices. Those notices are generated by each of the jurisdictions, the pro and con statements that are sent out. And the entities, the DEO, the designated election officials. I'm this coordinating election official. I'm like the general contractor. I bring all that together. They certify the pro and con statements to me, and I publish it in one handy newspaper type thing to keep costs low for our citizens. That's going out this week. And then come Columbus Day weekend, our ballots will be arriving in the mail.
Yeah, and you had mentioned before we came on the air today that it's noteworthy to talk about returning these ballots.
Sure. So we will be sending out 413,000 ballots here Columbus Day weekend. People, that's Friday, the October 11th is when they'll drop in the mail stream. When can people start to see them? Way the Postal Service sorts stuff, usually the people in the Monument Black Forest area for some reason see them about a day earlier than everyone else. Some could see that on Saturday or Monday. The balance of Colorado Springs in the county will see that the next week. People don't see their ballots by the 19th. Give our office a call at 575-VOTE or 575-8683. So you'll have a maximum of 3 weeks to vote your ballot, research it, and bring it back. And you can mail it back. But most people take the convenience of our drop boxes. We have 16 that are around the county. We're in the process of adding 10 more. We'll be notifying people when those come online, with another 9 coming online next year. So we'll have a lot of opportunities so people can return them via those two methods. But I want to, you know, just alert people that there's a term called ballot harvesting, and we make it very easy for people to return it. And there's some people that go door to door saying, hey, have you voted your ballot? Return that. Be careful with that, who you give that to. Most people are honorable. If it's your next door neighbor, say, hey, I'll drop it off. That's probably fine. But be careful. Your ballot is your sacred vote. It's your voice. I equate it to, you know, would you hand your ID to some stranger and let them have it? Your vote, your ballot has your signature there. It's your sacred thing. We treat it like an ID. We do driver's license, and we protect that identity of you. And I think you should be very cautious about who you give your ballot to return it. So just a note to the wise.
All right, Chuck, that is always very appreciated. Thank you for the timeline, the scheduling, and your visit today. Mr. Chuck Broerman, County Clerk and Recorder, thank you once again for a great visit. Can't wait to see you again. In fact, it's not going to be that long from now.
Yep.